So, Secretary Rubio, earlier today you said you didn't know the facts about the president's financial dealings. I'm happy to share them if you want to see it specifically, but having run through that, now that you do know, would you agree, and do you have concerns about the fact this administration is in fact profiting from their position of power?
Well, first of all, what I said is the information you guys were putting up, including on this board, first, that's not in my purview as in the Department of State. And these are things you're producing. I don't know if they're accurate or not. But let me just say this. I've been in every foreign policy and national security meeting for the most part this administration has had. Not once, not a single time, have I ever seen even the hint or the indication that any of the decisions being made are for the financial gain of anyone in the administration. Those are my observations. That's what I can speak to. I have not once seen a directive on our foreign policy or our national security policy that in any way indicates that it's being done to the benefit of anyone personally. That's what I've seen as a firsthand witness, and that's what I can testify to today.
With all due respect, Mr. Secretary, I may have to get you a new pair of glasses because the facts are right in front of you, and it seems like malpractice for the Secretary of State to not be able to see this president and his family enriching themselves by billions of dollars. So the only thing I can, from
my
perspective—
No one has ever said in a meeting, let's go do this because it's going to help me make money.
Of course he's not going to say that.
But not even hint at it.
Not even on the contrary. Don't have to hint at it. The facts speak for themselves, sir. They're in the record. They're in the forms the president put forward himself. It's in the billions of dollars he has put in his pocket. It is the timing of the deals and the announcements. And the only thing I can see is, you know, my question to you as I conclude my time, Mr. Secretary, is what's changed in your perspective? Is it the party affiliation of the president or is it your own political ambitions?
I already told you at the outset, people don't make, and I've seen the president say this, people should not be making money off of their government service. He said that repeatedly. I've heard him say that, but not once. I want to reiterate this. There has not been a single decision that's been made that I have witnessed or been a part of that in any way indicate to me or to any reasonable mind that this was linked to some financial agreement or arrangement.
I think the facts clearly are differently, and I hope you take a look at them. And with that, I yield back, Mr. Chair.